Good morning, Duke. Good morning, Tal. A lot going on behind the scenes I don't realize. We actually shut down the session in mid-March. We were tracking what was happening with COVID-19 on the floor, but we knew we could still stay in session. We wrapped it up around 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday night. The House was behind us an hour or two later. We gaveled out, said the formal words. I got in the car, did an all-night drive back across the state to be with an LV&E meeting and Lower Valley Energy meeting. And at that point, I realized we were meeting in Zoom in Lower Valley Energy meeting, and it was just the start of many Zoom meetings that we did over the last few weeks. In fact, I feel like I went out and saw the eye doctor just to get a special set of glasses to see the computer screen through Zoom, because it's just one meeting after another. We had one that went 11 hours. We had a 20-minute lunch break, a 5-minute bathroom breaks, and I swear that they cut those back to 3 minutes. But we were kicking and spurring all along the way, because there's a lot happening behind the scenes as we get ready to do what will be probably one, if not two, special sessions of the legislature this summer. Let me take you through what we've been working on as a management council. The management council is actually the leadership of the House and the Senate. In other words, the Speaker of the House, President of the Senate, and then next, their majority floor leaders. I'm the majority floor leader of the Senate. So we are part of the management council, which puts together the initial legislation that will be heard by the entire legislative body later. So we've been working on three bills under the direction of kind of the theme of first things first. In other words, what do we have to do right away to address the problems with COVID in the Cowboy State leading up to this special session? We anticipate that if we go into a special session, it'll be a combination of Zoom. We will probably meet, the majority of the legislators will meet in their respective homes across the state. The leadership team, we expect to be in the Capitol all masked up and ready to go, with a staff that is masked up as well. So formally, the governor has to launch that special session, and I anticipate the first one coming in May, the second one possibly coming in June, if it all comes together as planned. The first series of bills that we're working on now that were generated by the Management Council, again, under first things first, includes the following. And these are just brief summaries. They're much more detailed and complicated than what we can do here in just a few minutes on the radio, but I'll give you a summary. Bill 700 provides budget flexibility, allowing the governor to direct funds to agencies with immediate needs. But this excludes the University of Wyoming. There are no funds there. They're going to have to work with what they've got, but there are agencies out there that have some immediate needs related to COVID expenses. It also allows the schools to carry over part of their reserves into the next year to address what's happening with COVID-related expenses in our schools across the state. Bill 701, the second bill, allows the governor authority to take care of employment compensation benefits so that individual businesses don't take the hit to their unemployment compensation account. It allows the state to work on a short-term compensation fund with the Federal Department of Employment. It could be looked at as providing protection to both the employees and the employers, but this has to happen immediately. And it includes a fund administered through the Wyoming Community Development Authority to help landlords where tenants are unable to pay for their housing because of COVID-19. In other words, if you don't provide for them, they're out on the street, and that just people would suddenly become homeless who are not homeless, who have not had a problem with employment or anything before. This is creating, Duke, a whole new series of problems in every state, including Wyoming. Bill 701, I went over that. Bill 702 actually appropriates, this is the third bill, it actually appropriates the federal COVID funds, the $1.25 billion from the CARES Act, for both the immediate and long-term COVID problems. In other words, we just can't say, well, here's the funds, okay, divvy them up. No, it has to be actually allocated through legislation. It allows the governor to establish temporary emergency programs. It relates to the terms of the federal act. This pertains to specifically expenses associated with our local governments, our cities, towns, and counties. They're going to be affected by all of this. And then we have a fourth bill in the works. It's being drafted now for this special session that will assist small businesses who have been closed due to health orders from the state. This would include a series of grants and loans to those impacted businesses. So three main bills, a fourth one in the works. This is where we're at right now as we get ready for this session. And I'd just like to remind folks, when we talk about our towns, counties, and the impacts, before all of this COVID happened, so easy to forget, we had this little coal problem in Lincoln County. as we were producing less coal, that meant the loss of coal sales tax on about 1.2 million tons a year. Now, going into the session, I was working on this and trying to alert people to the problems we were having with the downturn in coal and what it meant specifically to Lincoln County and its communities from Opal to Alpine. So it results in a loss of tax revenue totaling about $1.2 million to Lincoln County's towns, counties, all of that. Let me just give you that summary. Before we had COVID-19, this is what we were looking at losing for our municipalities in Lincoln County because of the downturn in coal. Kemmer, $179,000. Diamondville, $49,000. Afton, $131,000. LaBarge, $36,000. Cokeville, $36,000. Alpine, $56,000. Opal, $6,000. Star Valley Ranch, $103,000. Thane, $24,000. That just gives you an idea. That's big money to those small towns and how they operate their budgets and so forth. That was all happening prior to COVID-19, and that's what I was putting a lot of my time and energy into for Lincoln County. And now we kind of the piling on COVID-19 and all the problems associated with that, but it sounds like going to mask up, head to Cheyenne.
All right. And middle of May, you said, for that first session, likely?
And formally, the governor has to call that, and then we'll have a backup session. And we're working under that first one. It's first things first. What do we have to do right now to address COVID-19 in Wyoming?
Senator Dan Doxeter this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.